Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
On today's show, I want to shed some light on the topic of relaxing. That's right, relaxing. When do you want to relax when you're doing events? The truth is, never. You never want to relax when you're doing an event. The time to relax is when the event is over. Certainly not after the dinner plates just hit the table. Most people in an event are likely to do that. You, as the development director, the event coordinator, the event planner, are never going to do that. And here's where there's some issues. Let's take, for example, silent auctions. Oh my heavens, everyone needs to have a silent auction. They're awesome. They're a lot of fun. You get a lot of people involved. Some really interesting things come in to be auctioned off, and that's always fun to see. So here's some really great tips about dealing with the silent auction. First of all, the thing that needs to happen most paramount is to watch the alcohol consumption of people on your auction committee. You need them to be sharp. You need them to pay attention and be organized. And usually you need them to be organized after they've had a reception, a cocktail hour, and a nice dinner. So everybody's kind of relaxed. But you need them to be sharp and you need them to be on their toes. And more importantly, you as the event planner or the coordinator need to know where they are. When someone makes an announcement that says the silent auction is going to close in 10 minutes or whatever announcement's going to be made for to indicate that, you need to know right then where that event chair is. Where's the silent auction chair? Where are the volunteers that are going to check everybody out? Where are the items? Are they all in order? And do you have them set up according to categories of any kind or by number? All that needs to be put together. And the time to put it together is not after dinner is served and before your guests are getting ready to check out. So you definitely want to make sure that your auction chair is on the job and not partying a wee bit too much, because that can sort of happen. The board members that you've enlisted to help also need to be sharp and on their toes. If they're involved in the silent auction in any way, they need to be present as well. And you, as the event coordinator and the event planner, need to know where these people are. At the very least, the chair, the silent auction chair, the live auction chair, if you have one, need to be actively engaged in everything that's going on at this point. Everyone tends to relax, as I said earlier, in the middle of the event. It's so important, and I can't stress it enough, to not relax. The silent auction is the last major thing that your guests are going to remember about your event. Don't make it a bad memory. In the event that you are using boards to list who won what with numbers or names or however you're going to do that, you need to have it set up in advance where those boards are going to be. So as guests walk into your event, they're aware, oh, silent auction boards, walking right past them. Not only does that let them know where they're going to check out, but it also allows them to kind of entertain the prospect of maybe they want to get into the silent auction. Oh, I see the boards are up for the auction. Where's the auction? Let's go take a look and see if there's anything there that we might want. That's also a really good way to nudge people into doing things. Another good idea with a silent auction is to make sure that it is easy and accessible to everybody. If you put it in the middle of the cocktail hour, sometimes people are going to navigate their way around it, and they want to see this person or talk with that person, whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden you realize people are shying away from your silent auction tables and they're milling about the room. Fun for the visitors, not so great for the funds that you want to raise. The silent auction has to be really cool stuff, interesting things. One way that you can get people engaged is to put that silent auction online. More times than not, when you do a silent auction, the people that are bidding online are not going to bid really heavy because they know they need to be at the event in order to make this a success. The other issue with silent auctions online is people will use that to cruise. They will include that in their emails and say, hey, did you see the silent auction items that went up? All those sorts of things. In this day and age, doing an auction online is really, really easy. The thing about it, though, and you need to understand, is that people are not going to bid online. So don't be frustrated if you don't see any action on any of the items that you have listed. If a guest knows that they need to be at your event in order to actually bid on the final portion of the item, they're not going to bid online. They're not going to tell anybody that they're going to do it because people that are really after a specific item are going to be stealthy about it because they want the item. That's a good thing to a certain extent. To drive traffic to an online auction is also a good idea. You always want to do that. More times than not, it's easy to do. You send out an email saying, 3 more auction items went up. We're good to go on all these items. We want you guys to take a look. Bid heavy, bid often, and send out the email. Easy peasy. That's something that needs to happen on a very regular basis so that people understand going into the event that there's actually going to be a silent auction there and they can bid on these items. That's a cool thing. When you get to the checkout portion of the evening, again, I hope during the night you've watched alcohol consumption of your guests and in particular your chairs because you really need these people. They are part of the structure that's going to make this easy to check out. The checkout needs to be quick, easy, and efficient. Double check that all your Wi-Fi is working. Double check that everyone has all of the passwords that you're going to need, whether it's Square or First Pay Mobile or PayPal or whatever credit card processor you are using to swipe those cards. All your people that are swiping those cards need to have those passwords. At a minimum, it sounds scary to give everybody a password, but most of those, if you set them up in a certain way, you are able to limit their access to all of that information. In other words, they can't give refunds, they can't see what's actually in the account, they can only process credit cards, and that's what you want to have. Those are the items that need to be really on top of. That's money coming into your organization. So you need to be aware of that and pay attention with that. Last of all, where are all the boards and the auction sheets going to be? Are you going to put it all up on big foam boards and write on those? Are you going to contact people at each table beforehand, before you actually get to the portion where they need to check out? Sometimes that's a really great idea. Sometimes if there's a very active program going on, that's really difficult to do. So you'll need to decide that in advance. How are you going to collect payments and how are you going to get your guests their items? All of these things that I mentioned are significant when it comes to your ability to relax. The silent auction goes well, everybody's happy, everyone has their items. This is fantastic. You thank them as they leave the event, they go home with a great memory, a terrific item, and the thought of, you know what, that was really great. We got in, we got out, it was perfect. That's what you want people to say about the handling of your silent auction. So with that thought in mind, sit down, put your feet up, and relax. Congratulations. You deserve it.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running events, large and small. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next event a huge success, get a copy of Jill's latest book, The Event Technique. Available now at Amazon and www.theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. For more bite-sized chunks to make your next event more successful, see you next time on The Event Technique Podcast.